Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How's your Tuesday?
Yeah, good, thank you. It's a lovely day.
It is. It's beautiful outside today, isn't it? We need more days like today. Look, Kelly, yeah. tell us your story.
My story, my partner, Rick, or Milo, was killed in Afghanistan in 2012, so 10 years this year. Yeah, he was serving, he spent 4 years in the army and served in the 2nd 14th Light Horse Regiment here in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. And he did a tour of Iraq and then Afghanistan in 2012.
Okay, 10 years, that must be a bit of a milestone for you, is it?
Yeah, it is a bit of a milestone, 10 years,
I can imagine. Look, how would you describe Rick?
Rick was an amazing dad. Our two daughters, Sarah and Kate, are now 18 and 16. He was completely devoted to them. They were actually a large part of why he decided to join the army, because he joined later in life. We'd had the girls, they were only quite young, and he wanted to do something with his life that they could be proud of. So
Wow. They
were really the impetus to him joining.
I can imagine also that, like, it must also be, you know, take on, you know, a really big significance for the girls as well.
Yeah, absolutely, it does, yeah.
Okay, now you're a part of Legacy, so when did you join Legacy?
Legacy came into our lives very shortly after Rick was killed. They were there offering a support, you know, almost immediately. And they've been there for the last 10 years.
Okay.
Offering support and where needed, when and where needed.
Right, okay. And so, like, in what sort of way does Legacy help you? I mean, it's always difficult, I think, to, you know, I can't imagine sort of dropping into someone's life at such a critical time. So I'm just sort of wondering, you know, how their support structures sort of come along and help you.
Yeah. It is strange to have somebody walk into your life and it was strange, but they, they've been doing it for a long time and they know how to support families. They offer things like weekends away, which gives opportunity for myself and the girls to socialise with other families that have been through similar experiences, as it is quite unique. And sometimes it is hard to talk to people about things that don't necessarily come from a military background. So mm-hmm. It's great to be able to have that connection with other people.
Okay.
I also have a legatee assigned to me, so that's somebody who is a support person, somebody who's a point of contact for me if I need anything. I can call on Phil, my legatee, and he's there at the drop of a hat to help me with whatever it is that I might need. They've been great over the years. It's been invaluable.
Wow. Okay. And like what? As your family, and what do you and the girls do, like, to commemorate Rick?
Anzac Day to veterans and military families, it's intensely personal.
Absolutely.
I think I have found it easier for us just to spend the day quietly, reflecting, and not necessarily I don't participate in the march. That's quite difficult to do things like that, but we always do dawn service, whether it's at the regiment or the last couple of years have been at home, which has actually been quite nice to just to have that quiet time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So,
as you say, I can imagine that it would be deeply personal, even you know, even on those days, just reflecting back, and even though it's coming up to 10 years, it must seem like yesterday that all this happened.
Yeah, absolutely. It does, yeah.
So, yeah. Very, very good. Very good. Well, look, thank you very much, Kelly, for sharing your story with us. We really do appreciate it. I know it must be hard, and especially with the 10-year anniversary. But you know, I hope that you know, you and the girls just keep prospering, and keep moving ahead. But
we're looking forward to this weekend participating in the Run Army event, which is a fundraiser for Legacy. So that's something to look forward to this weekend.
You are gamer than I am, let me tell you. I probably wouldn't make it past the 100 metre mark, let alone the 5 kilometre or 10 kilometre.
We won't be running. We'll be doing a 5K walk. We're not runners.
Oh, good. Oh, well, good to know that you're putting the support in there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Look, thank you very much, Kelly. Look, I've been speaking with Kelly Walton this morning, and she's been telling us her story about Anzac Day and Legacy. Thank you so much for your time, Kelly. We really do appreciate it.